welcome to this edition of Blind Cool Tech. I'm your host, Matt Roberts. On this edition, we're going to talk about a very neat little gadget that I found. I just got it today. I haven't even set it up yet. But it sounded so good that I thought, you know what, I'm going to record this as a podcast, and this way, any mistakes I make, you will be aware how to fix them as well. Now, I've already set up the device and have it connected on my internet, through my broadband internet with AT&T. What this is, it's the AT&T 3G microcell device. Now, other companies have done similar things, like, for instance, T-Mobile has had the Wi-Fi calling for a while. I think Sprint has a device similar to this out now. I'm not sure if Verizon does or not. But I just found out about this with AT&T. And the neat thing about it for me is that I was paying over $300 a month for three phones for unlimited service. And I'm strictly, all I use is a cell phone. I have my iPhone, I have a N75 with talks, and then I have my mom on my plan, and I just added the KNFB reader N86 on my plan. So I have four phones on the plan right now. Well, with the unlimited plan, you pay $49.99 for each additional line, and that can add up pretty quick. So I looked at it, and I did the math, and I said, you know, I can drop the unlimited plan, go down to the AT&T 1400-minute plan, and get the microcell, pay $20 a month for unlimited calling on that, and then when I make all my calls at home, I don't have to worry about any minutes coming out. It'll just be unlimited. So that's what I decided to do. So I went out and I purchased a microcell. I've got it sitting here. It's already plugged in and working, I think. At least it's on my network. Now, this device is, I'm looking at it now. It's kind of odd because on the back it's got like a, it's kind of curved out a little bit so it stands up a little bit. And then you've got, it kind of, I don't know how to describe it, but on the top, it kind of curves down, and then it's flat. And then on the back, it kind of has that little stand-up thing, and then it's flat also. Kind of helps it stand up a little bit. There are only three plugs on the device. With the device facing, with the part curving up away from you, in order, these will be your power connection, your connection to plug into your router or DSL modem or whatever it is, and then your connection that you can plug a computer into it also. Now, I don't have it set up that way. I could do it that way, but I chose not to because I've got four ports on my router, and they're all pretty much set up, and I don't want to mess with anything. Let me explain what this device does. It's a mini cell tower. Basically, what this thing does is it will receive your cell phone calls, and it will transmit them over the internet. Now, I mentioned this later on in the podcast, but I want to clarify this right now. You can use this if you're totally blind. You don't have to see the device to know what it's doing. You don't have to have any kind of vision at all. Because if you have a 3G phone, when you're in range of it, it will actually tell you on your screen that you're connected to it. Now, my iPhone and on my N75, it says 3G microcell. On my iPhone, it says 3G microcell network is what it tells you. You will hear a sample of that on the N75 after we get it set up. If you do not have a GPS signal on your device, it will not work. That's what I was told, and I verified this, that it will not work if it doesn't have a signal. Now, another reason they have a GPS receiver in it is to make sure that you're using it in an area that is served by AT&T. Now, I know that T-Mobile, their Wi-Fi calling, when they had that, they didn't care if you used it outside of their service area, but the reason I didn't keep that was because I kept getting dropped calls left and right. And on that particular setup, you didn't know if you were connected to Wi-Fi or not. There was no way to know that. So this one is more reliable. I have found that you don't have any dropped calls on it. From what I've read anyway, you don't have any dropped calls like you would if like you would if you were on a cell tower. If you are on the 3G microcell and you make a call and then you move out of range of it, it will switch over to the standard AT&T cell tower. So, and your call will transfer over, and you will not be billed for those calls. They'll be free if you subscribe to the unlimited microcell plan. However, it does not work the other way. If you're on the AT&T cell tower and you come in range of the microcell, your call will not switch over. You'll still be billed your standard airtime rates, whatever they are. It does have an issue sometimes if you are doing a lot of internet stuff and you try to use it. The way to get around that, though, is initiate the call on the microcell and then go out of range of it, and you'll be on the cell tower, and then it won't matter. What I've found is that, at least at my house, the little bit I've played with it, is that it's very hard to lose the signal. It's very difficult. If you're in the right spot, you won't lose it. Now, this podcast is being recorded a little bit strange because I recorded this before, and I'm adding this after the fact. So some of the stuff I'm telling you has been after I've played with it, but the other part of it is before I played with it. So I'm going to tell. That's why I know that the GPS, if it doesn't have a GPS signal, then your device will not work. Because I did have that happen to me this morning, where it wasn't getting a GPS signal and my device was not working, and I had to deactivate it and reactivate it again. Now, of course, after I did that and I unplugged it and reconnected it, it did work. It took a little while. Sometimes it'll take a few minutes for it to finally come up and work, but it will. The other thing is, when you turn on your phone, when you're using this, on the iPhone, it will say no service at first for maybe, I don't know what it would be. On the N75, it'll say AT&T, and then it'll change to AT&T microcell. Your phone may vary. That's what my two phones do. Both my 3G phones do. I have talked on it for several hours without any dropped calls, which is impressive. So I honestly think this is excellent. Now, there are some people I have heard that want to get iPhones that live in areas where AT&T doesn't provide good service. Now, if AT&T provides service in your area and you want to get an iPhone, this would be an excellent way to give you good service in your home location with the microcell, because it will give you a full signal. In my house, it works. Even out in the garage, even outside, it works. In my backyard, it works. The only place it doesn't work very well is if I walk to the end of my driveway, I lose a signal. But that's off my property anyway, so I'm not that concerned about it. And the interesting thing is, I can walk about 20 feet, maybe 20 steps to the left, and I'll get signal again. Now, if the N75 flip is open, it will actually tell me when it switches over. It'll actually switch. It'll say AT&T if I'm on AT&T. And when it sees the microcell, it'll come up and it will say AT&T microcell. So I'll know I'm in range of it. And then all I have to do is just make my call, whatever call I want to make, and then I can walk away from it and still have the free call. So I'm also going to give you some information about the data. Now, I'm not going to demonstrate this on this podcast, but I will tell you, the data is much faster on the microcell than it is on the regular AT&T network. When you're in range of your microcell and you're using data, for instance, email or whatever, I notice that when I send email, it's instant. As soon as I hit send, and I hit delete and home on my iPhone, I get the sound telling me the message has been sent. So, since this podcast was recorded out of order, what are you going to hear on the rest of this podcast? Well, you are going to hear me actually setting up this device on the internet. Now, you do have to go to a website, which I will give you in a little while. You have to go through several screens of stuff. Now, in case I don't clarify this when I actually do it, I will tell you what the steps are. You go to the website, and you'll select Activate 3G Microcell. That's the site, that's the link you'll go to. I do give the website later on, but I'll give it to you now for reference. It's www.att.com/3G, and then Microcell, MicroCell. And again, this address will be given later on in the podcast as well. Once you go there, you'll select Activate 3G Microcell. You'll have two screens of things you have to agree to. One is the terms and conditions, and one is a universal license agreement or something like that. You'll agree to those two things. Then you'll have a screen that comes up that will want you to put in. It'll ask you to put a nickname for your microcell. It'll ask you to put in your primary email address. It will ask you to also put in your location where the device is going to be used. Once you do that, you'll hit submit. Then you'll have a screen that comes up that'll want you to verify your allow list, the allowed users list. Now, one thing I forgot to mention is, and I do mention it again later, but to make sure you understand this, you do have to have a AT&T My Wireless account or an AT&T U-verse account. If you don't have either of those, you'll need to create that. And I mentioned this in the podcast later on, but I'll mention it here just to make sure you're aware of this. If you don't have a phone that talks, if you don't have a phone with talks or mobile speak or an iPhone, you will need sighted help to create that account because you have to be able to read a text message with a code in it that you have to put in during the registration process for your new AT&T My Wireless account. I don't know how it works with U-verse. I don't have that service, but I do know for AT&T My Wireless, you do have to do that. Once you've done all that, and you get the confirmation screen that comes up and tells you that it's that you've completed the steps and everything, then you have to wait. Now, at that point, make sure your device is connected to the internet properly. Now, what I did with mine, and this may vary for yours, I went ahead and plugged in the power cord in the power socket, and there are two, I mentioned this later on, but I'll mention it here as well, and just to make sure I clarify everything, because this can be a little bit confusing at first, but there are two connectors on the device, and I mentioned these later on, but the first one, or I've mentioned them in the podcast, but the first one, you have your power connector. The first one, the first Ethernet port is going to be your where you plug your router into it. The second one is going to be to plug in a computer. Now, I have done it with the computer plugged into it, and it does work fine. So, I know I'm repeating some of this here, but it's always good to have a summary and then have the details come up later on. So, hopefully that will clarify anything that I've forgotten while I'm doing this podcast. Once we finish going through the setup procedure, then we'll have there'll be a pause because you have to wait till it actually activates your service. Now you will be told that. You will be notified, and I'll go over that as well. Once your service is activated, or I should say once my service was activated, then on this podcast, then we will go over briefly how it works on the N75. I did not spend any time with the iPhone because it's the same thing on the iPhone as it is on the N75. So that's what you'll hear on this podcast. You'll also hear a little bit of anticipation once I finish the activation process of, well, I wonder if it works yet. Well, it didn't. But it eventually does activate, and we do get to play with it a little bit. As I said, I'm very happy with it. It's a wonderful device. It's going to save me a lot of money on my calls. And if you have any questions about it, use the email addresses at the end of the podcast to email me, and I'll be happy to answer any questions that you may have. I will tell you, though, I don't have any information about whether there's an accessible manual or not. As far as I know right now, the only manuals that are available are in the box and they're in print, but you really don't have to won't have to refer to those. Also, I will tell you, if you need to call for tech support, what you need to do is call the AT&T number, 1-800-331-0500 or 611 from your phone. And anything related to data, whether it's a laptop connect card or whatever, anything like that, select that option and it will get you to the proper department that will help you with your microcell if you do indeed have any issues. You do need to have DSL or cable. This will not work with anything else. It will not work with satellite at all. You have to have DSL or cable. You do not have to have AT&T internet. It can be any DSL or cable if you or provider you want to use. But again, satellite is not supported, so don't even try that. I don't think anybody is using dial-up anymore, but if you are, dial-up won't work either. You do have, they recommend you have it near a window. Now, mine is sitting on top of my TV right now, only temporarily. I'm not real sure where I'm going to put it because, unfortunately, the plug is not, the cord is not very long, so it doesn't reach very far. So I probably, and I tried putting it up on top of my satellite box, and it just didn't sit very well up there. So I may just leave it where it is and see what happens, and if it works, I'll just leave it alone. They do recommend you have it near a window because of the fact it does have GPS in it and it will work with enhanced 911. So one of the things you have to do when you set this up, which we'll do in a moment, is you do need to provide your address where your actual device is going to be used. And if you go somewhere else, you do have to provide them the address where you are. Now, a catch to that is you do have to be in an area that is served by AT&T, which is most of the country. So you're I think you'll be pretty good. If you already have AT&T service and you want to use this, you'll be fine. The reason I got it is because, one reason I got it was to save money, but the other reason I got it is because there are times when you go places and you know AT&T provides service, but the signal's weak or you don't have a signal at all. If you have internet and you can plug into internet, then you can use this. What we're going to do on this podcast, like I said, I've already got it hooked up. I have it plugged in. It's just sitting there, and I'm pretty sure it's ready to be used by now. One caution I will let you know. Now, I don't know if this will happen with your router. It did with mine. I have a two-wire modem slash router slash firewall from AT&T. It's a really good device from what I understand. I've had mine for a little over a year, and it's worked quite well. When I tried to hook up this device to it, I got a message telling me that there was a router. It said router connected to router, and it asked me what I wanted to do. I just hit resolve, and then it just took care of it. Once you do that, it will tell you that you need to hit done. I just closed the browser out. I didn't even remember to hit done. I just closed it out. But let's hope it works anyway, because according to what I saw, it said the device was connected on DMZ Plus, which is basically saying that it is able to be, it'll access the internet fine. Now that we've done all that, we will now have to go to a website and activate the device. And I thought what I would do is take you through that process. I have not done this before, so let's see what happens. And I'm hoping that the process goes smoothly and I can show you how this works. And I do have a couple of phones here we can use with it. I have my iPhone and I've also got my N75. Now, the N75 is telling me it only has one bar on it. So if that completely dies or get the battery empty message, I'll just go grab my iPhone real quick and we'll use that because it will work on the iPhone as well. According to what I understand, I've talked to many people about this, different salespeople and also at AT&T. They say it'll work with any 3G phone. So whatever 3G phone you have, it will work. Now, you do have to put, you do have to authorize numbers to use it. You can't, nobody, people just can't walk into your house and use it. You have to actually put their number in there. So, of course, I will do that because I've got three phones that have 3G on them, so they'll all have their numbers put in, and we will go from there. So let's go ahead, and I'm going to switch over to
the screen. Set up and activate the invisible line.
I'm going to turn the speech up a little bit so we can hear it, because I don't have a mixer or anything.
Manage, set up and active.
So now we'll go to the, I'm already on the website, and what you need to go to do this is www.att.com/3, the letter G, and then microcell is one word. www.att.com/3G microcell. So I'm going to select the Activate Microcell link, and it's loading the page, and let's see what we've got. I think what it's going to ask me for first is my
1% loading
username and password,
59%,
which I do have, by the way. I do have an account on AT&T, the wireless
phone 100%
account section. I'm not going to have it read the whole page. I'm just going to move through this rather quickly, but I am going to show you what you need to do, but I'm not going to read every single thing on the page because I don't think we need to do that. But I do recommend when you start, before you start this process, you do have an AT&T wireless account because it'll give you a lot of ability to check your minutes, check your bill. I am set up on paperless billing. I have it set up on auto pay. So there's a lot of things you can do with this, with the wireless AT&T wireless account thing. And if your phone does not have Talks or Mobile Speak in it, you will have to have help to do it because you will have to read a text message. That is how I think a lot of the cell phone companies are doing it now. So let's start the activation process here. I've got the page up. I clicked on the link that said activate, so I'm going to see what
edit box.
My first edit box tells me.
Password. Edit. Wireless number or universe member. Edit example, John. Edit box.
Okay, now it wants my
browser
wireless number, so I'm going to type that in.
Password.
Oops.
Space.
I keep wanting to put in my SAMNET password. That's not what I'm looking for. I need my AT&T one. Okay, those are entered.
Login.
So we'll select the login.
0%.
And let's see what comes up here.
5%.
Okay.
68%. 100%. Home Overdrive Handshake ATT. At T3G microcell registration. Loading page. Look.
Okay, so now it's loaded. Let's see what...
Header image. Before you install your 3G microcell, you must first register your device online by completing the following steps.
Okay, before you install your microcell, you must complete the following steps. I've already installed mine, not knowing I couldn't do it before I did that, so it's already installed. Let's hope it works anyway.
Follow these steps to complete the registration process.
Okay, it says follow these steps to complete the registration process. That's what we're doing now.
One, please accept the AT3G microcell terms and conditions on the following page before proceeding.
Okay, accept the terms and conditions. Well, I've already read those, so...
Two, follow the on-screen steps through the registration process.
Okay.
Look for helpful information.
Follow the on-screen... Two, we're going to have to follow the on-screen steps.
And tips in the right column throughout the process.
And I'm not worried about that. I think I can figure it out.
Three, when you reach the confirmation page, please refer back to Step 2 Configuration and Powering Up in the Getting Started Guide, which will walk you through the steps to install your equipment.
Okay, I've already installed it, so...
Submit pre-qualification.
Okay.
At T3G Microcell FAQs, learn about these frequently asked. What is a 3G Microcell?
Okay, let's...
Submit pre-qualification.
Submit pre-qualification.
Loading page. Looking for visible line.
Okay.
Visible line found. Load done.
I think now it's going to show the terms and conditions, which I've already looked at. We're not going to go over those right now because we don't really have the time on here to do that. If we read the whole thing, this podcast would probably last about 3 hours, which would be a bit long to download and a bit long to listen to. So
back to my wireless.
What I will do.
Singular wireless.
Is
print terms at .com on cancel on next. On agreement by clicking the next button on next.
Okay, so now we're going to select on next, which says we agree to
Loading page.
Which we do.
Looking for visible line. Visible
okay,
line
so now,
found. Load done.
Now the next screen is coming up.
Right. I'm going to header image.
See what that is.
No control. And you need to accept a blow end user license agreement and open source information.
Okay.
Before you can set up and activate your IT.
Accept the end user license agreement and whatever this is. I'm not going to worry about this.
Print terms condition. Click here. On cancel. On next.
And we're just going to go to next again.
20.
If you want to read
loading
that
page.
Later, you can.
Looking for VIP.
I don't usually read those things because they usually say the same thing over and over and kind of know what they are anyway.
Right, sync, header image.
So now...
Edit box, device serial number. Edit box, note, please confirm that your serial number is correctly entered before clicking the apostrophe next button.
Okay, now it's going to ask you for the device serial number. You will need sighted help for this. Fortunately, I got that information ahead of time, knowing I would probably need it, so I've already got it in Notepad. I'm not really concerned about if you hear my serial number or not, because chances are you're not going to be able to use it anyway. So I'm going to go back to...
IT record control. Untitled Notepad.
My Notepad 48448. Oops. I have a feeling the way they're doing it.
Set. Zero. Zip. Dash.
There we go.
408.
I have a feeling the way they're doing it is that there's two edit boxes here, and I have a feeling that you need to put the first part before the dash in the first one.
At T3G micro.
And then...
Serial number. Track. Apostrophe next button. Click note. Edit. Dash. Space.
Yep, that's exactly how you have to
edit box.
So I'm going to go ahead and...
Browse.
Paste the first
484.
Part.
484.
Oops.
Browse on.
And
load.
Then...
Note. Edit box. 400. Edit.
Then we're going to paste in...
Untitled notepad. Zero. Dash. Zip. Zero.
The second part.
At T3.
I'm not sure if it would have worked if I put it in all at once, so I'm just going to do it this way.
Edit box.
It might be more efficient. Row. And let's make sure that it...
Zero.
Okay, I know it's correct, because I...
Back. Next.
Confirmed it, so we're going to hit next.
0%. 10%. 20%. Loading page.
Okay.
Looking for visit. Back. Sync. Header image. At T3G microcell address. 3G microcell. Edit box. Device nickname. 48448. Device. User email address below. Please create a device nickname for your 3G microcell device and provide a primary user email address below.
Okay, it wants me to create a nickname and an email address below. Okay.
Device nickname, 3G microcell, edit box, browse off.
I'm going to do something creative here. Let me see if it tells me how many characters
on.
It can be.
3G microcell femtocell display.uxt. Give your 3G microcell device a nickname that you easily recognize. Device nicknames make it easier to remember the device serial numbers and are helpful when you have more than one device. Primary user email.
Okay, so what
make,
I'm going to do...
3G micro... Edit box.
I'm going to try...
Device nickname. Edit box. Browse
in my motorcycle road name. That I won't forget. So we're going to do that. Which, by the way, is also part of my email address, which I will give you at the end of this podcast. If you have it already, you can use it. If you find it online, you can use it. You can also find me on Facebook as well. I am active on Facebook now.
HTTPS.
One of the issues that I see here is that you're going to have to probably toggle between your screen reader's forms mode or whatever they call it on... On Windows, it's called Forms Mode. I'm not sure what it's called on JAWS anymore. You may have to toggle between that mode to enter all this information.
Give your 3G micro, make it
okay,
more than one. Primary, blindsmickerbellsout.net. Edit box.
Ah, okay, perfect. Yeah, that's my, that is my email address. That's fine.
3G micro cell fantas. This email address will be associated with your 3G micro cell device and will be used for any requirement notifications.
Okay.
At T3G micro cell device location E911 information. Please enter the physical address will be used for are not accepted. If you address will be used for verification
okay.
And E911 service. PO box and rural route numbers are not accepted. If you move your device to a different physical location in the future, be sure to update urbanization code ERP. Edit box 3 microcell femtocell display and urbanization code ERP denotes an area, sector, or development within a geographic area. Please enter your ERP if you have a wireless number in Puerto Rico. Address line 1, 1648 Taylor RD 451. Edit.
Okay, now I have to put in my actual physical address here. Now this is, I hope that they'll take it because it's different than my mailing address. So I have to change this because it lists my actual billing address. I don't care if it comes over the podcast. I mean, I don't think anybody else is going to send me anything, but we'll go ahead and just type in the actual address here. Okay, I had a little interruption there. I went ahead and put in the address. What it's telling you on that next port after you put in the email address is that, as you heard earlier, but I'll explain this a little bit better. you don't have to worry about the URB unless you're in Puerto Rico. Now, I don't remember my home last zip plus last four. I'm hoping that they'll accept it without it because I can't remember what it is. I never can. So I don't even put it in half the time.
At T3G, Mike.
So I'm hoping they'll accept it without it and just put it in manually.
32127. 32127.
It's got my address, zip code, everything in there. Let's go down.
Home phone number. Edit box.
I'll see. They want a home phone number.
Edit box. Edit blank. Submit device. Edit home phone. Edit box.
Yes,
browser.
What? My home phone number is actually my cell number, so.
300.
Which I really don't.
Blank. JavaScript submit browser. Load. 900. Submit device information.
Okay, now we do submit device 1%. Information. Now let's hope it works.
Loading page. Device.
Okay, I have now finished submitting. There was a problem with that last page that I just did. I thought I was going to put in the zip plus four on my home address, and I don't remember what those four numbers are, but I put a dash in there, and because I did that, it wouldn't take it. So that page came up again. So once you finish doing that, you finish putting in your address, and you finish putting in your phone number and your email and all that, you'll get another page that will come up
at T3G Mike
and
create your approved user list.
It wants you to create your approved user list. Well, for right now,
button.
Everyone that is all my phones on my account pretty much are the only approved users I have. So that's pretty much done. But if you wanted to
2009 self wireless surf turf drive at submit whitelist.
Okay.
Bank whitelist. Add new IT number.
Okay, so you have I'm going from the bottom, but you can add...
Delete, edit, delete, edit, delete, edit.
Okay, you can add, delete, edit.
3, delete.
Let me see here.
3866-791986, Matthew Roberts.
That's my iPhone. That gives the name. Actually, I'm going to edit one of these, because actually it's my mom's phone.
Delete, edit, 38630, approve, Atino. Delete, 3, edit.
No.
38629, delete, 3864, edit.
There it is, edit.
1%,
see what this looks
loading
like.
Page, look.
So we're going to edit this.
Frank, singular wireless, header image.
And let's do...
Matthew Roberts, edit box.
I want to change Rosa. That to my mom's name, because that's... Who has that phone?
Rose on.
And look. Leave the other ones alone, because those are mine.
On Frank, submit edit nickname, 38640. And dot submit edit 11.
Submit edit.
Looking for visible line.
Now we're back to the previous page we were on before.
And when within range, add two wireless numbers on your approved user list.
Now it's going to allow me to submit the whitelist.
White terms of bank add new delete bank white submit whitelist.
Now I'm going to submit the whitelist, so it'll put that
six,
in there.
Loading page. Looking for visible
now.
Line. Visible line found. Load done.
Now we've got another screen that comes up. Let's see what that
says. Review your new 3G microcell device and approved user list information below and click next to complete your device setup.
Okay, so now we have to go.
Device information. Edit. Carefully review your 3G microcell device information listed below. Device 48. Device 3G. Prime. Blimp. Micro. Dot.
Yeah, I know it's right because I've
button.
Checked it before.
With terms of. Add view. Can I. How do I. Act? What is. On. Back. On. Cancel. Back to whitelist. On. Edit. On. Back. On. Submit.
So I'm looking for the submit button. I found it.
0%.
I'm going through this awfully fast because I want to show you how
5%.
Basically how you do it, but I don't want to go through the whole, read every single screen 10%. Word for word. It's right now loading the next page here, which is probably going to take 70. A while.
Loading page.
And we
loading.
Are done. And let's see what we've got.
You have completed step one of the confirmation of a T3G microcell device setup information. Header,
okay.
Confirmation of a T3G microcell device setup information.
3G, okay, now it's confirming that we've set it up.
You have completed step one of the activation process as outlined in the getting started. Guide.
Okay, we've completed step one.
Device information. Print, device serial, 4, 2, 3, front, flip, address, 4, 6, the wireless number as listed below have been added. to physically connect you. Please proceed to step 2, page 4 in the Getting Started Guide. What's next?
Okay,
please proceed to step 2, page 4 in the Getting Started Guide.
Which I've already done.
To physically connect your 3G microcell to your broadband internet. Please allow up to 90 minutes to activate before calling customer care to troubleshoot. Back to home page.
Now.
At T3G microcell FAQS.
Okay, now it's telling me, it's telling me to connect it. Well, I've already done that. So, they say it can take up to 90 minutes for it to activate, but I've got my N75 here with me. I'm going to see what happens if I look at it now. It says AT&T. Okay, we're still, I wonder if I need to restart this. So let's try that, because I think by me connecting it before I was supposed to, I think I might have messed something up here. So let me go ahead and pull out the plug here for a second, and I'm going to try plugging it back in. And it may, at that point, have to activate itself or whatever it needs to do to get the proper setting. And I can see that the lights are coming on now, so which they didn't do before. So it could be that I probably should not have done that, but what would I know? You know, I'm just a techie guy. I don't read manuals. I really don't. It looks like the lights are flashing. So let's see what happens now if I open the phone and see if it'll say. Hopefully, if it'll say a variation like MCell. See what it does. No, it's still saying AT&T. All right, we've got the device active. I hope that I did this right. Maybe I didn't. Maybe I didn't plug it into the right place on the device. Maybe I didn't. Okay, I now have the microcell activated, and one thing I did was not able to record because I didn't know what was going to happen when I did this. I figured I would just record this podcast as I was actually setting this thing up. I actually called AT&T, and I asked them, I said, well, how will I know when the device is activated if I can't see the device? Because ordinarily there's lights that have certain colors, and when the device is ready, there'll be a 3G light that'll be green. Well, we can't see that. And they didn't have an answer for me. Well, I have an answer that I discovered by accident. What happens is, if you have an individual line, you'll get a text message on your phone that'll tell you that your service has been activated. If you have a family plan or a family talk plan, then you will get it on your primary phone, which in my case would be the N75. I've got the N75 here with me, and while I was paused there for the time we were paused while I was trying to sort all this stuff out, I was able to charge my N75 up, so it's now fully charged. It's got everything is 7 bars on it. So now I'm going to show you how this thing works. I mean, how you can, it's very easy to tell when you're on it, and actually the calls are sound quite, it sounds like you're actually on AT&T. It really doesn't sound too much of a difference at all. What I'll do to demonstrate that is I'll actually call my mom's voicemail system, our voicemail, and I will record a message, and then I'll play it back, and you'll hear what it sounds like. So what I'll do is I'll go ahead and turn the N75 on, and I'll just hold the phone up to the mic here so it will pick up the startup sound. I don't know why, but there we go. I don't know why, but I can't turn the volume up on this phone for the startup sound. And we should hear that any second here. And I've got it up against the phone, up against the microphone here, so it should pick it up. It takes a while to power up on this phone for some reason. Those of you that are considering getting an iPhone but don't have good AT&T coverage at your house, okay, there you go. Now, that's the standard 3G sound you get with a 3G phone. Now, not all 3G phones work on this, or apparently not all phones is recognized as 3G, because my mom's phone didn't work, even though it had the 3G sound. It did not work on the microcell. It did not see it, and I know the phone number is in there because it's on my account. So now the N75 is powered on. It's fully up and ready at this point. So what I'm going to do is open, it's a flip phone, so I'm going to open up the flip, and I've got the voice pretty loud on this, so you should be able to hear it through the mic here. And let's see if we're connected to the microcell or if I have to wait a little bit more time. There you go. You're on it. And that's what I like about this. You know you're connected to it. Now, when I had AT&T's Wi-Fi, or not AT&T, I'm sorry, when I had T-Mobile's Wi-Fi calling a few years ago, back when it first came out, you did not know if you were connected to Wi-Fi calling or not. And it was a lot of guesswork, and I can remember getting so frustrated because I'd look at my call detail, and I'd think I was on Wi-Fi, and I really wasn't. I was using up my cell minutes. Well, this, you're sure what's going on. And it'll give you the same information that you'd get if you were on the AT&T through the cell tower, but you'll just hear AT&T microcell. And let's see what it tells us if we do the write soft key, which is the status command.
3G network 7 hours, AT&T microcell, battery 7 hours.
Okay, so it tells us 3G. Well, we have to be on 3G for this to work. AT&T microcell, battery 7 bars, signal, whatever it says, battery 7 bars. Let's play that again.
3G network 7 bars, AT&T microcell, battery 7 bars.
Okay, so network 7 bars, AT&T microcell, battery 7 bars, 3G. We're good. Now, since we're on the network, I am going to go ahead and show you what a call actually sounds like. And the way we're gonna actually dial our local voicemail system number. As soon as we can. Okay, I've dialed it. I'm gonna go ahead and place it. When it starts ringing, I'm gonna press the speaker button. Hey, just Matt recording a message on AT&T Microcell to demonstrate this for Blind Cold Tech. Let's play it back and see what it sounds like.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message review.
Hey, just Matt recording a message on AT&T Microcell to demonstrate this for Blind Cold Tech. Let's play it back and see what it sounds like.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to erase and re-record. Press 3 to continue. Message erased at the tone. Please re-record your message. At the end of your message, press 1.
AT&T microcell test. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. AT&T microcell test.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to erase. Message review.
AT&T microcell test, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, AT&T microcell test.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. Please dial the number of the person you're calling.
Okay, so you'll notice that it kind of had a little problem with the first message I recorded, so I had to redo it. But it's actually doesn't sound too bad. I called a friend of mine on it earlier, and he didn't seem to have a problem hearing me. I think we're going to, let's try one more thing. I'm going to try calling the time number in Colorado. That way we can see if it'll work with that. Because sometimes if you're on the internet, it tends to sound funny. Let's see if it does on this in this case. I know with T-Mobile it did. 303-499-7111. And let's go ahead and place it. I just want to see what happens here.
Hey,
Not bad. You know, when I'm talking, it cuts out a little bit, but it's not too bad at all.
At the tone, 22 hours, 17 minutes, coordinated universal time.
That is not bad at all. I am impressed. There was a little bit of a problem with the voicemail system that I use, but that's a problem with Octel. That's the Octel system that they use here for AT&T voicemail, and I know that is a problem on all internet calling systems, not just this one, with the voicemail system. But the good news is, if it does create a problem, what I can do is I can go into a part of my house where it doesn't work, where it'll cut out. As long as you place the call within the microcell coverage area, if you move outside of it, your call will continue as a free call if you sign up for the unlimited calling plan, which is what I have. If you sign up for that, and let's say I place the call in here where it says I have microcell coverage, and then I go outside and then I lose it, then it'll just transfer over to the cell tower, but it'll still be a free call. That is the same way T-Mobile's Wi-Fi calling worked as well, but the problem was that in certain parts of my house, in the kitchen, for example, I would get dropped. If I would walk in a certain spot in my kitchen, I'd get dropped calls left and right because the Wi-Fi would drop out and the signal with T-Mobile was not that good in my house anyway, so it would drop out as well, so of course then the call would drop. But when it worked great. But I think this is going to work a whole lot better than theirs did. Because for one thing, you know for sure if you've got a phone with Talks on it and it's an AT&T branded phone, you do have to have an AT&T branded phone. I did discover that because I have one that is not, and it doesn't work. It sees the 3G, but it doesn't work on the microcell at all. Which is okay, because I've got two phones that do. My iPhone does, and the N75 does. So, I think that's all I can do for this little device, but I wanted to let everybody know about it, and I thought it would be cool to do a recording of me actually setting it up so you had an idea what was involved in it. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast and found it informative. If you have any questions, you can email me. I'm going to give you two email addresses you can use. The one that I prefer you use is my regular email, which goes directly to my iPhone. It's through MobileMe, which is an Apple product that allows you to sync your contacts, your calendar, and your email and all that. And that email address is n9gmr. That's the letter N is in November, the number 9, and then G Golf M Mike R Romeo at me.com. That's n9gmr at me.com. If you want to, you can also email me at my other email, which is matt.roberts, that's matt.roberts at gsebraillen.com. It's matt.roberts at gsebraillen.com. If you do send to that one, just be advised, I don't check it every day. But I'll get to you eventually once I see your message. If you want, I don't have a problem if you just email both of them at the same time. That way, whichever one I check first, I'll see it, and I will reply back to you. Anyway, that'll do it for this one. Hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you next time on Blind Pool Tech.